أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. امين امين يا رب العالمين. نمبر 1 ان شاء الله set intention. intention with the will of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. If you ask me today what I say, I will tell you something very basic. I was shared with many people in the last 24 hours. But this basic we do not have. I generated with one sister. Actually, she is from Ireland. When I asked her a question, she said, I do not know. This you will find it in my tape, question and answer, the first one. It will answer everything, believe me. And when I asked her, why you do not know? She said, I do not know. I said, if you do not know, it means something bigger than that. Meaning, you have no thinking. And if you do not think, meaning, you have no goal. And you have no goal, meaning, you are astray. And if you stray, meaning you are useless to yourself and other. And you cannot gain. Do you see how it go? If I ask any one of us today, and I start with myself, is me I have a goal? Think. What is your goal? Because today the majority of us, and may Allah forgive us, because we are the most trouble maker on earth today. Us. Because we the one we carry the message. The one Allah chose to give them the message is responsible. They have a job. They have a goal. What is my goal in life? Do you know I have many goals? Allah give me many goals. But if I lost my goal, what do you think? Shaitan will give me many goals to make sure I'm busy. Brother Shaukat, he asked me about sincerity. How I be sincere? Tawbah, the right of Tawbah. Too many beautiful topic, and I can answer you in one word. Sidq. It need sidq. It need sidq. Truthfulness. Without it, you cannot go anywhere. Because today, most of us, we talk so beautiful. We talk so beautiful. We want beautiful topic. Put it in action, this sadaq. Unless you take the knowledge and put it in action, is no sadaq. And if it's no sadaq, is no benefit to the knowledge. And why you cannot benefit the knowledge? Because you lost yourself. Why you lost yourself? Because you are a slave of shaitan for a long time. And this why, one scholar, he said something so beautifully, but I have to repeat myself. He said, a half a verse in Quran, if people understood it, they will be crying until they die. Half a verse in Quran, if people comprehend this half verse, they will be crying until they die. They ask him, what is this half verse? He said, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. They forget Allah. Allah make them forget themselves. Meaning Allah promise, you forget me, Allah, astaghfirullah al-azim, I will make you forget yourself. What more than that? One of the early imam, his name is Imam al-Baghawi, rahmatullah alayhi, he said something very beautiful. He said, imagine if Allah make you forget yourself. Do you know what this meaning? Allah will make you forget what good for you. What is good for you? Allah. What is good for you? Jannah. What is good for you? The knowledge of Allah. Allah snatched it away. Snatch. As a tutshar, because you forget Allah. Now, is me today carrying the tasbih and boo 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 boo, is this zikr? No. And making salah, making fast, do hajj, is zikr? No. Until all the zikr is followed by obedience. The early scholars, he said, no zikr without obedience. No zikr without ta'ah. Ta'ah is the sign of zikr. Now, imagine if I'm drowning completely in dunya and I do dhikr, I said you are a liar. Unless your dhikr with the intention, oh Allah, save me from dunya, is different topic. Because unless we are away from dunya, is no way out. Is no way out. You see, dunya and Allah is like completely two opposite. Allah, he hate dunya. And dunya belong to shaitan. And Allah tell us disobey shaitan. And shaitan tell us love dunya. And Allah tell us hate dunya and run away from dunya. You see, it's very clear. Allah's messages is very clear. Show me one ayah, one verse, one hadith said love dunya. Show me one. Show me one advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask you please run after dunya. Is none. Is not exist. But we doing the opposite of everything Allah said and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Doing it. Action. And we won't get the message. Like without mention name, I was a couple of weeks in somebody's house. And one sister, she tell me, you know, I do not need your tips. I have a teacher and she teach me Quran. I said to her, what you learning? She said, I almost finished 2/3 with tafsir and understanding and this and that. I said, MashaAllah, you finished 2/3 of the Quran in less than 1 month? She said, yes. And in a couple of months, the whole Quran will be finished. I said, what you learned from what you have of the tafsir of Quran? She said, I love it. You see, Quran today become entertainment again. Reading it, recite it, tafsir, understanding, just to joy. This is a sign of the Day of Judgment. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu finished one surah in 10 years, Surah Al-Baqarah. And when they ask him, how come you finished it in 10 years? He said, I recite one verse at the time, understand it, find out what Allah wants from me to do according to this verse, doing it, make it steadfast, have istiqamah, and when I'm steadfast completely, I go to the another verse. But today we are a championship. We want tafsir, we want hadith, we want sharia, we want this, we want tartil, we want tajweed, but we do not want to do. All the verse in Quran said do, i'malu. But we want here. We want a nice session. Something can give us a beautiful entertainment. It doesn't work. The reality of entertainment, the one, it make me cry until I die. Because if I die in a state of fear of Allah, I'm a winner. And if I have all the knowledge and I have no fear of Allah, where I go? And if I believe I have some fear of Allah, what I'm doing? What I do? If I fear of Allah, I will do according to what Allah wants. Do you know how many verses in Quran it said, "Oh, you people, listen to me. I give you advice." Do you know who's the token? Allah. Allah tell us, "Oh, you people, listen to me. I give you advice." How many of us know the advices of Allah to us in Quran? And how many of us, when we take the advice from Allah, we take it seriously and we implement it? If somebody coming to me and tell me, "I give you advice, you will gain this money, let's go." "I will teach you something nice about this meal." Hop, we go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, "Oh mankind, listen to me carefully. I give you advice." The companion used to cry when they hear this. Not even the advice, not yet. He said, "Allah is talking to us. We have to listen." And listening, believe it or not, according to Arabic language, is not listening by the ear. Is listening by the heart. But if the heart is not ready, how you can listen? Okay, if the heart is not ready, how I make it ready? You see, I believe if I keep complaining and talk to us about our problem, is not really healthy. But I have to talk about the problem, about the symptom, about the medication, and how to really survive it. If you ask me today, what is the main disease we have? Our heart full of dunya. Our heart full of dunya. And we are sitting in an environment all over against Allah. Okay. What is the symptom of the disease? The symptom of the disease is the heart is dead or hardly beating and is not able to really getting anything from Allah. And our action is not following what Allah wants. Okay, where we start? We have to start of where the revelation starts. The beginning of Mecca. How? We have to keep talking about Allah. We have to be in environment of those who sacrifice their life for Allah. You see, Islam is not only a talk. Islam a talk, a feeling, a belief, and an action all together. Unless they are mixed together, the Islam is minus. And if any one of us die in this state, Allah knows where we go. Believe me, I do not like to scare anybody. But I believe it is my duty to know where we are. And after that, if you have sincerity, if you have truthfulness in your heart, do you know what you will do? You will run. And you said, "Let me do something about it." I have people. If I do not call them, they will never call me. It's wrong. But it's my duty. Because I believe I'm trying to do my duty. And if people are sleeping, I cannot complain about the people sleeping and said, "You are sleeping. They're sleeping." What do you want me to do with sleeping? It's my job to try to wake them up. If I do not work hard to wake them up, Allah will ask me, why you did not wake them up? It's a duty. I'm not doing nobody a favor. I'm saving my neck. That's it. Hopefully, inshallah, and I'm not doing enough. Now, what the solution? What is the medication? How we get cured? You have to immigrate from a state of sins to state of obedience. You have to migrate from the environment of shaitan to environment of Allah. You have to generate this environment. And if you cannot, get the one who help you to generate the environment. And follow up with another environment. And you keep following up. The more you take the medication, the more you will be cured. Did this answer your question? It is the more you take the medication, the more you will be cured. It's no magic word. The more you struggle, the more Allah will elevate you. The more you do dhikr, the more the heart will be cured and shiny. The more you cry to Allah, ask Allah to give you truthfulness and sincerity, the more Allah will open the door of goodness for you. The more you spending of what you attach to, the more Allah will give you. Look at your life. What attach too much to your heart, get away from. Somebody tell me, I can't. I'm so attached. Cry to Allah. What happens if what I'm attached to is my way of provision? Ask Allah, oh Allah, don't make me a slave of my provision. You promised provision. Make it easy for me, ya Allah, and make me a slave to you, ya Allah. Cry to Allah sincerely, day and night, oh Allah, make me slave to you, Allah. In the middle of the job, take even a few minutes. If you find the job is so overwhelming you or your business, get aside. Go outside. Cry to Allah. Say, oh Allah, you see what's going on. You know I'm weak. Save me, Allah. You see why Allah will open for you unless you really want Allah. And there's something, nothing I can do about it. It is a struggle from in. You do it according to your sincerity. Okay, you said I do not have sincerity, and I'm so weak. You keep sitting in environment like that, day and day night, until it grow inside of you, inshallah. Because environment is very powerful. Very powerful. But if you're honest, and you're sincere, you will try hard to generate this environment. Do you know what is amazing? I hardly receive some phone call from men. Most of them is female. I am surprised. And the men always complain. But in the meantime, you have the time. Don't tell me you do not have time. You still have time. The only time you have no time, when the angel of death come and knock and tell you, I'm coming to take you. At this time, he said, I have no time. He said, yes, you have no time. At this time, you will wish you never spend a minute of what you're doing. Do you know what we're doing? We forget the early people, what they say and what they do. We forget the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We forget the companion, how he lived. You see, dunya too much is very dangerous. We think, mashallah, living in America is beautiful. I believe one of the most torture from Allah to us, living in America. It doesn't mean go back home. The fitna is all over. But I believe you want to wake up, you want Allah, you will find Allah. Where you are, you will find Allah. It needs only one thing. Again, trustfulness in the heart. Wallahi, I will tell you something by the will of Allah. Cry to Allah day and night. Ask Allah, I want you, Allah. You will see. But you do not cry to Allah once a month. Once a month for Allah, and 200-300 calls every day for business, and money, and a wife, and a kids, and a car, and this. Is this trustfulness? No way. You see, whatever you really want, it will ache you. You see, whatever it really you want, it will ache you. You won't really wake up, death. And if death is not enough for you, nothing I can do and nobody can do nothing. Today in America, we forget death. We forget death. We forget the grave. Imagine one of the tabi'een, the follower of the companion, he, in his own place, he dig a grave. And he used to take his own Quran and read it in the grave. And he hit the grave in his by his foot. And he said, oh my grave, oh my body, you're still kicking. Get out and do something for this moment before it's too late. And he get out, keep crying to Allah until he go back to the grave. This people successful. This people successful. If you have America, if you have all the business, if you have all the houses, if you have all the cars, and you do not have Allah, you are a loser. Big loser. And if you do not believe me, look at the king around you. All the king. You ever see somebody go with his kingdom in the grave? You believe or you disbelieve. You are a Muslim or not a Muslim. Nobody can tell me today you see somebody going to the grave with some of his kingdom. If I believe so, is it not a journey? You should prepare for it. We forget. We forget for the ultimate journey in our life. Like when people talk about Hajj, I looked at the pamphlet of Hajj all over. It's sickness. You find the pamphlet of Hajj, the first picture is a picture of a bedroom. And they tell you, two bedroom this price, three bedroom this price, or one bed this price, to a three couple this price. Is a whole Hajj becoming rooms, room service? Imagine. What sickness more than that in the Ummah? The advertising about Hajj is advertising about service. And you're looking for whom going to give you luxury service for a minimum price. And if you are rich, you go to Hilton, and that's it, VIP. You know, sometimes I feel, you know, subhanAllah, how you can go to Hilton in Mecca and feel you are Hajji, and around you, 500,000, they cannot find a place to sleep because they have no money. What kind of Islam is that? And don't forget, between one package to another is $2,500, just for the room. You see, the difference between the economy package and the deluxe or super deluxe or whatever, it's just the room. Room and food. $2,500 different. And you think you did something good? You will be cursed by Allah. Because the $2,500, you can spread it among the poor people and get the economy and you're still living better than them. Because the most economy package in America, $3,000 approximately, will make you live like mashallah compared to others. Is this make sense? What kind of Muslim am I? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yu'min ahadukum," you will not be a believer unless you love to your brother what you love to yourself. How? How? And I'm seeing all this Muslim around me, and I'm not even going to give them something and share with them. Or at least, if I want to sit in Hilton and the package will cost me $5,000, I should take at least $10,000-$15,000 cash and spend it for the poor people as a purifying of my luxury. This is how the early people used to do. If somebody go to Hajj and he used to live in a little bit luxury, they used to take a lot of money with them. And when they ask him, why all this money? He says, this is the minimum of what as the way I live. Maybe Allah will forgive me. If we go to Ramadan and we gain weight, we have a big problem. A Muslim in Ramadan, you should have the minimum budget in a whole year. Because it's a month of no eating, fasting. Fasting months. But it's the most budget month in a whole Muslim ummah is Ramadan. You find luxury food in Ramadan in the houses, you will not find it in any other month. Everything is the opposite. Is this a sign of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is this a sunnah? One sheikh, believe it or not, one early sky, he said, if you gain weight after Ramadan, you have a big problem. Tell me, what is the topic? You see, it is all the whole thing is truth. You believe you're dying or no? Do you believe in death? Is anyone in here can raise his hand and said, I'm preparing for my journey of death? Imagine the companion was crying and said, I'm not sure if I'm ready. And they fear Allah to go to meet Allah and they do not know what they did. And most of them is spending all their life for Allah. What more than that? Imagine if we're going to think about, we're going to be questioned in the front of Allah about everything we said, every action, every money we make and we spend, what are we going to say? The believer, the sign of the believer, the one who only remember death today. Meaning I worry about today, don't worry about tomorrow. If you worry about tomorrow, it's from shaitan. You have to believe that without no doubt. If you worry about tomorrow, you are from shaitan and you cannot be a believer. You cannot be a believer and worry about tomorrow. You can. Because meaning you do not believe in Allah. The one who feed you today, he will feed you tomorrow. The one who take care about you today, he will take care about you tomorrow. Imagine the one who take care about all our life, he will not be generous with us in the journey of Hajj. Imagine. And we keep looking for which group will give us the best, you know, treatment. The early people used to look, whom will be the companion to remember me, to remind me with Allah? Who will help me to get up for Salah? Who will help me to connect my heart to Allah? And now all you worry about it, which group will give me the VIP treat? Which one will give me more air condition? Which one will give me more fan? I find people pick up one group to another because one meal extra. You're really missing a meal and all you worry about is a meal in the most important journey in your life. Tell me, where's the Imam? Imagine Bilal radiallahu anhu. Why Bilal get all this status? The very dark black man from Ethiopia or Habasha. Why? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him this status? Why he can take all this torture in the desert? Believe me, my slipper gets stolen many times in Hajj, alhamdulillah, or maybe somebody took it by mistake, whatever. May Allah give good barakah in this slipper. Anyway, just for a few steps, I can feel my skin in my feet like eggs. When I have no slipper for 5 minutes, my skin become like eggs. And this man walk in the desert for weeks, barefoot, Bilal lying down in a heat desert, and they have rocks in the front of him, and they tell him, say anything. He said, Ahadun Ahad. said, can you choose anything else? He said, if I know any word would make you more angry, more than that, I would say, ahadun ahad. Zawan, zawan. And he was so upset about it. And the more he said, the more he tortured him. And the more he tortured him, the more he said. To the point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Ya Bilal, how you can take it? He said, Ya Rasulullah, every time you torture me, I put the belief, the iman, the sweetness of iman in one scale. And their torture in one scale, I find my sweetness of iman much higher. What do you have in their heart? What do you have in their heart? What Allah give them? But you see, look at their life. They divorce everything in their life for Allah. And we divorcing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, astaghfirullah al-azim, for every stupid thing. And we want Allah. And we want comprehend. And we want understand. And we want tawfiq. And we want tawbah. And we want yaqeen. And we want iman. And we want tawakkul. And we want everything. It no way. Will be a big liar. And it will never happen. Imagine Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu. A young man. This young man, all Mecca know him by what? The very handsome young man. The one of the most wealthy young men in Mecca. They used to say, if Mus'ab ibn Umayr walk in any alley or any valley, we know him. He walk in this place after weeks. Do you know how? By his perfume. He used to get perfume from so and so and so and so, whatever his money is. His clothes, it used to come especially for him, certain kind of silk. Nobody can wear clothes like him. Nobody can have perfume like him. He embraced Islam. Do you know what happened? In a few years, he entered the Masjid al-Nabawi. Or he entered in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried. And they asked him, why you cry? He said, I look to the condition of Mus'ab ibn Umayr. And I remember his condition before. And I see what iman do to people. Do you know what he wear? He wear a thawb. Or a cloth. A piece of cloth. It's not a thawb. It's the one you made from a sack. Or for a sack. Very harsh, very rough material. Only you put like merchandise in it. And even, it's not even after his ankle. Do you know why? After he embraced Islam, his mother tell him, if you deny Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I give you all my money. And if you do not deny Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one sent for you. No any money from you. And even she used to send people to enslaving him in a confinement to make sure he is alone without no food and drink. And he escaped for Islam. And he denied all the money his mother won't give it to him for Allah. You see, how does he get iman? And he spent all his life for da'wah. Where we are? You see, we give for Allah, Allah elevate. We want have Allah without no giving. Give time? No. Give effort? No. Struggle? No. Take off and work for Allah? No. Do anything for Allah? I have no time. And even when we spend, we spend pennies compared to our expense. And we think this will change any status of my iman. If me or my family or whatever go for a vacation, thousands and thousands of dollars. And when it coming to Allah, how much we give? These people we talking about it, they give everything for Allah. This is why Allah gives them all the iman. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot play a game with Him. He know what we have. He know how we spend our money, how we spend our time. I always tell people, anybody live in America, when you calculate zakah money, don't do it according to Sharia. Wallahi. Don't do it according to Sharia, because Sharia is 2.5%. But we're living in luxury. Take an average minimum family in America, how much it will survive with. For example, $12,000 a year. 12,000, they call it the poverty level. Meaning, if we're $12,000, you will be surviving. Shelter and food. A year. Now, think about it. You're spending, for example, $65,000 a year. Meaning, you're living in luxury for approximately $50,000 extra. Consider this income also. And the early people, the early pious people, they used to spend more money and they used to consider, they said, I want to give Allah before Allah tells me about all the luxury. By this way, do yourself a favor. If today you want to tell me how much you pay zakah, I tell you minimum 15%. Minimum, if you want to save your neck between you and Allah. I'm not a faqih, I'm not a sheikh. I'm telling you this from fear of Allah, inshallah. Because if Allah question you about the luxury and the way you're spending your money, you will be in trouble. And the minimum to offset that, to spend similar money to get away from the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or give it up. And spend the $50,000 you spend it for luxury, spend equivalent $50,000 more. Because even the 15% is nothing. Do you know the early pious people what they used to do? Whoever live in luxury, I do not remember their names. Now, they used to do whatever luxury they live in, they take it, multiply it by 3 and give it to Allah. Meaning, if my living in luxury is $50,000, I give to Allah $150,000. And they consider this minimum to save the person from the torture of Allah. Today when we send some relative and some family, some gift and some money to help, couple of $1,000 once every 6 months or once every 2 months, we feel, mashallah, I did my job. But in the meantime, my family can spend that in a weekend. Subhanallah. Where we are? Who we fooling? And you want Iman? No way. Sure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never missing anything. Aisha radiallahu anha, she gave charity with one grape. They said, yeah, Aisha, you give charity one grape? Do you know what she said? She said, did you not hear what Allah said in Quran? مَنْ يَعْمَلَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًا يَرَى ذَرَّة meaning by Arabic, or by English, atom. Nucleus. A dot. No dot of good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draw it away. And no dot of a bad deed is out of your skill. Is this not enough? One of the early pious men, he did not eat for a long time except a piece of bread and salt. And he's very rich. But he was fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day he said to his wife, do you know, somehow today I like to have a chicken. His wife said, no problem. She sent the slave, she gets the chicken, she cooked it the way he liked, and she put everything and some date and whatever, and she's ready to feeding him, somebody knock. He said, so, she see, who's at the door? She said, Abir Sabil. Somebody is a traveler, he wants something. He said, please, give him whatever he was planning and preparing for me, give it to him. She said, don't worry about it. I will ask him what he wants, I will give him the best than what you eat. Eat it. He said, no. Give him what I was having to eat. She insists. He said, okay, let me ask you a question. How much he was willing to spend for his meal is better than my meal? She said, this amount of money. He said, give it to me. He took it from his wife. He wrapped it in a piece of paper with all the food and said, please give it to the man outside. She said, what about you? He said, I cannot eat. If I die tonight, what I would say to Allah? And he cried all night because he said, I make a mistake. She said, what's the mistake you did? He said, all this time I preparing my nafs and today I ask you a chicken? And he keep crying just for questioning his wife for a chicken. And he considered a major sin for himself. Look at these people. Look at these people. A man, they look at him and he smile. And he said, oh, so and so you smile? He said, you know, it is my mistake. Imagine, I know I'm going to die. And when I meet Allah, I do not know what Allah will do for me. And I smile? I swear by Allah, I will not smile until I meet Allah and Allah smiled to me. And he keep crying for over 40 years. Afraid how he going to meet Allah. You see, these people is honest. Can you see? They have truthfulness in their own life. I can keep going on and on about story after story of companion and tabi'in and tabi'in about what they did in their life and their money. Some of them was big merchant. Another man, he was a big merchant and his wife bring him food every day, luxury food. Do you know what happened? They discovered later on, he used to fast every single day and never touch the food. He takes the food from his wife, he give it to the poor people in a hidden way, and at night, she give him the dinner, he took the dinner and give it to somebody, and he used to eat a piece of bread and salt every single day. And even his wife did not know. And they did not know until he died, when the people who used to give them the food talk about it. Because he swear, they make them swear, is please do not say nothing about me. Even his wife do not know he's fasting. He was afraid. If he tell her, she feel he's somebody. Look at sincerity. When you hear about these people, what are we doing? All the companion. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, أَغْنِيَاءَ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ بَعْدَ فُقَرَائِهِمْ بِخَمْسَمِئَةَ عَامٍ. The rich people of my ummah, they will enter Jannah after the poor people of my ummah, after 500 years. Do you know what happened? The couple of rich people of the companion used to cry. Do you know what the meaning is the day of judgment? When the sun above your head, the sun right now is 93 million years time. Or you call it 93 million mile per second. 0.8 or 0.6. Now, according to statistics, he said, if the sun come closer to the earth just a couple of inch, it will increase the heat of the earth and will causing a problem. Now, imagine, according to all the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will make the sun in the day of judgment qadra mail. Is equivalent to one meal. And this meal in Arabic, nobody know exactly. It is a distance measurement, or some people even said it is the equivalent of 1.5 fingertips. Why? Because meal or mail in Arabic meaning the stick, the one it is in a small bottle, use it from mikhala, the one use the koh. This you call it mail. This small stick, which 1.5 inch, 2 inch, is you call it mail. The sun will be above the head of us, equivalent this much. And this is why when you read about all what going on, some people in the Day of Judgment said, oh Allah, send us to hellfire. Because they're thinking hellfire will be easy than the standing up from the torture. From torture. Do we get the picture? We will not get the picture until we start implementing. You see how it go? Because if you believe this what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what you do? Abdurrahman ibn Auf, one of the most richest companions, he used to cry in the ground from his money. One time Aisha radiallahu anha, she heard noise. This many years after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, she said to her slave girl, or a companion, what going on? Go check out what going on in Medina. She said, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, he came with 400 camel loaded from Syria and Lebanon with all kind of merchandise. She said, call him. She called him. She said, oh Abdurrahman, did you not hear Rasulullah somewhat he said to you? You will enter paradise Habwan, crawling in your feet and a hand. He start crying. After she gave him this message, do you know what he did? He gave charities a whole caravan, 400 camels full of merchandise. He put it as a charity. And he said, all the people who bought from me, come keep your merchandise and come get your money back. And the camel, he sold it and he distributed the money to the poor people. And his own slave, he sold them and he made them free. Meaning he became nothing. He have nothing. From a big merchant to nothing. In the way out of Medina, somebody tell him, oh Abdurrahman, come. He said, what? He said, I own you some money. He said, what money? He said, you remember? You lend me this money and you bought me this land and I never give you the money. This is 10,000 dinar. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to give him money after money. Meaning whatever what he has, he spent. And before he finished, Allah give him more. All the time. All the time. And he used to scare. You see, people said, oh, Abdurrahman ibn Auf was a rich companion, Uthman ibn Affan was a rich companion, but look how he live and how he spend his money. When somebody one time asked, I want to meet Abdurrahman ibn Auf. How I meet him? He said, go to the market in such a place. He said, this market has all hundreds of caravan coming from different tribes and different areas on earth. How I know which one? He said, look for the biggest caravan. It will be his caravan. He said, okay, a caravan like that, full of camel and mule and horses and slave and money and this and that. How I know him? He said, look to the back of the caravan. He said, how I know? He said, the back of the caravan have a slave. Look to the holy slaves in the end of the caravan and look for the whom has the most poorest cloth. This Abdurrahman ibn Auf. He's the owner of all this and he used to look who's the most poorest among his slaves and he dressed lower than him. This is their quality. We do not hear that. Once we talk about money, we said, oh, companion make money and he used to be a good businessman. Yes. Yes, for sure. But look how he spent their money. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Hakim in Ummah, the most wise man in Ummah. They ask him, oh Abu Darda, what do you think? What good deed is more important than other? Everybody was talking. And among him a companion. Do you know what he said? He said, for me, for my eyes, to tear one tear of the fear of Allah alone is better for me than the whole Medina money is spent for Allah. He preferred one drop of tear of the fear of Allah alone better than the whole Medina full of money and spend it for Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ gave him the title, the most wise man in the Ummah. You cannot say he's a fool, astaghfirullah. He's the most wise man in the Ummah. Nobody can have a wisdom more than him. Because Rasulullah ﷺ gave him this title. When they asked him why, do you know what he said? He said, because any deed you do, it can have riya, or ujb, or kib, or urur. And maybe Allah accept and not accept. But the only thing Allah love and accept is two tier or one tier. For Allah, nobody see it except Allah. You see what he's looking for? Is he looking for a deed accepted by Allah? You do not care how many deed, what we doing? Today even, when somebody, Allah give him money and he give something, he feel like he did something. Did what? Did what? Is anyone of us check if Allah accept or not? None of us know if Allah accept or not. These people was doing day and night and they was fearing Allah, if Allah accept or not. Ya Allah, does this make sense to us? Truthfulness. If you ask me today, what is the main problem? We are a liar. Really. We are 100% pure liar. Because if we have truthfulness, our action will be different. Our desire will be different. Or at least, you will do some action to the opposite direction. If you start doing action in the opposite direction, I can tell you, inshallah, is the door of open from Allah to you. But you should do it with the steps of, oh Allah, save me before it's too late. Because it's a fight against time, against shaitan, against our nafs, against our desire. It's a fight. And our youth is laughing. Why? They not awake. They really not awake. All of us, we are drunk. Don't forget, this is a sign. When you are drunk, we all is drugged. Do you know what is the drugs in here? It's not marijuana. It's not cocaine. It's not heroin. It's dunya. And when you are drunk of dunya, you finished. And you smile. You like to be finished and destroyed. And you like. What more than that? And we're not doing action about it. Sometimes I feel sick. When some people said, oh, so and so is sick. And you go to the hospital. And you have this disease. I said, subhanallah. And everybody carries a news. And he's going from hospital to other. And everybody moving. And our iman is dead. Our deed is dead. Our connection to Allah is hardly there. And we might be going to hellfire. And we not worry about it? Is this really not a sickness? If somebody tell you have all the disease, you should say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Because Allah is purifying me and curing me and examining me, meaning Allah love me. But I have iman, I have contentment. But if you are completely healthy, you have all the money and you have no iman, or your iman is so weak, you cannot even come closer to Allah. You have no time for Allah. What is that? What I meet every single person today, they have one sentence. I have no time. By any language, anywhere on earth, they tell you the same. I said, Subhanallah, the teacher is one. Shaitan. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his teaching is one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one. Sunnah is one. And also shaitan and his teaching and his deceiving is one. And we have to choose. What time do you have now?
6:55.
What's that?
6:55.
5 minutes, inshallah. What do you think? What do you want for 5 minutes? What we can benefit from for us 5 minutes? Something we forget. Do you know what is it? Dua. Dua. Because unless Allah give us tawfiq, nothing we can do. Unless Allah give us tawbah, nothing we can do. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us maghfirah, nothing we can do. It is Allah. Right, so inshallah, all of us get to the floor, sit down on the floor, and make dua to Allah. Sit in your knee, sit as a beggar. Because unless we sit as a beggar, we are in big trouble. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa sallim tasliman kaseera. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا علي يا عظيم يا ودود يا كريم يا حليم يا غفور يا رؤوف يا كريم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أرحم الراحمين يا قدوس يا الله يا مهيمن يا الله يا رحمن السماوات والأرض ورحيمهما يا الله يا أكرم الأكرمين يا صاحب الفضل العظيم يا تواب يا الله يا غفور يا الله يا غفار يا الله يا وهاب يا الله يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا العرش المجيد يا فعال لما تريد يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود يا فعال لما تريد يا الله 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 ندعوك يا الله ندعوك يا بر يا رحيم ندعوك يا سميع يا عليم يا خبير يا الله يا أعلم منا اللهم إنك تعلم حالنا اللهم إنك تعلم ضعفنا اللهم إنك ترانا ولا نراك يا رب العالمين اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم إن لم تغفر لنا من يغفر لنا إن لم تتب علينا من يتوب علينا إن لم ترحمنا من يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين تب علينا وعلى أمة حبيبك المصطفى اللهم ردنا إلى دينك مردا جميلا اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا وهاب يا الله يا وهاب يا الله يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم تب علينا توبة ترضى بها عنا يا رب العالمين اللهم ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا يا رب العالمين اللهم ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اخرج حب الدنيا من قلوبنا اللهم اخرج حب الدنيا من قلوبنا اللهم اخرج حب الدنيا من قلوبنا واملأ قلوبنا بحبك
وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك وحب حبيبك المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية. اللهم ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية. اللهم ارزقنا نورا وهدى وحكمة يا رب العالمين. واملأ قلوبنا بمواعظك وكلامك وكلام حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اكرمنا بكرامتك وأعزنا بعزك ولا تخذلنا بخذلانك. اللهم أعزنا ولا تذلنا. كن معنا ولا تكن علينا. انصر بنا ولا تنصر علينا. امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا. اللهم ارض عنا ولا تغضب علينا. اللهم ارزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية همهما. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بالنظر إلى وجهك الكريم يوم نلقاك وأنت راض عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم املأ قلوبنا نورا وما اجعل من أمامنا نورا ومن خلفنا نورا وعن أيماننا نورا وعن شمائلنا نورا واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا. اللهم اجعلنا مفاتيحا للخير مغاليقا للشر. واجر الخير على أيدينا واجر الخير على أيدينا. اللهم إنا سمعنا فاستجب لنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين ظلموا ولا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا. اللهم نعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن خزي جهنم. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلما كثيرا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكنن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك ربنا توفنا برحمتك وجد علينا أكرم الأكرمين. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صدقا وعدلا ويقينا وحقا ودعوة إليك يا رب العالمين. أعشنا عليها وأمتنا عليها وادخلنا بها قبورنا يا رب العالمين واجعلها شفيعا لنا يوم نلقاك يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. حقكم؟ قالوا بلى يا رسول الله. قال ذكر الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, he said of the meaning of, O my angel, the one I create him with my own hand, different than the one I tell him be will be. Allah love us. Allah elevate us. Allah, he want us the hereafter. He want us to be the neighbor of him in Jannah. But for whom? The one who remember is this life is for Allah. Another hadith of the meaning of They say the same thing, the angel. They said, oh Allah, you give the son of Adam to eat and to drink and to do all this, and we are make tasbih and dhikr and we thank you and praise you, and we do not eat and drink. And they have kids and we do not have. Again, Allah replied. He said, the one I create with my hand different than the one I tell him be to be. Kun fayakun. We are the Khalifa of Allah. We have a duty. Eating, drinking, wife, husband, life for the duty. Unless you do all your necessity to gain the duty, you will be an oppressor. And eating to thank Allah. And we should inquire about halal and haram in what we're eating. And some of the early people, he said, whoever eat too much in this life, he will never eat too much in hereafter. Whoever enjoy life this much in here, he will be denied the enjoyment of the hereafter. Ya Allah. What happens if we eat too much and we spend too much and we're running after all this too much? We're coming to one of the destruction of another disease of the destruction. Kibr, arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about arrogance. And usually the early people, they joined eating with arrogance. The more we eat, it lugs the heart. And if it lugs the heart, it make you become selfish. If you become selfish, it make you arrogant. If you arrogant, it make you stingy. It is the mother of disease. This is called the belly is the mother of all the disease. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ما ملأ آدمي وعاء شرا من بطن. The son of Adam, he will never fill something worse than filling his own stomach. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never filled his stomach at all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the believer eat in one stomach, and the kafir, the disbeliever, eat in seven. Meaning he keep eating. The early people used to say, a believer, a mu'min eating one meal, a hypocrite eat two, and the disbeliever eat three. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw one man, one day, he keep burping, because burping coming from a lot of eat. He said, get away from us, the one you keep burping. Most of the people eating in this life, most of them, they will be hungry in the day of judgment. Imagine, in the day of judgment, you are standing for 50,000 years hungry. Because don't forget, anybody eat too much really, meaning he deny the right of others. You cannot eat too much when you really do your job. You can. You will be busy. You will eat only when Allah allow you to eat. But today, actually, we are acting exactly like non-Muslim. We deny the Sunnah in everything in our life. If you look at us as a Muslim, the budget of food, you will be crying. Because this budget, you can eat the same amount of food and it benefit you with third of the budget maximum. Imagine, meaning almost $10,000-$15,000 a year, it can go to many, many routes of goodness, and it's going to the bathroom. And even another hadith of the meaning of from israf is bending is to eat what you desire all the time. Put it this way, all of us in a big calamity. Big calamity. Because don't forget, opening of dunya is a sign of the anger of Allah. If Allah give us poverty, meaning Allah love us. But if Allah opens the dunya, meaning we are in trouble. It's a dragging from Allah to us. And again, many, many ahadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He left this dunya and he never filled his stomach completely at all.